Bei Action gibt es immer extrem niedrige Preise. Diese Woche 50 Palazzo Kaffeebecher XL-Packung nur 5,77 oder weiche Hotel Royal Handtücher nur 2,48. Angebote, die richtig glücklich machen. Für noch mehr extrem günstige Preise einfach in einer Action-Filiale vorbeischauen oder in der App stöbern. Action, kleine Preise, große Freude.
Refresh your good vibes mit TikTok. Mit den richtigen Vibes wird...
Oh Mann!
Zu... Jetzt probieren. Die verschiedenen TikTok-Sorten. Von minzig frisch bis fruchtig süß. TikTok. Refresh your good vibes.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, cream cheese, today in history, birthdays, and a ferry boat revisit. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
And now let's join the Doug LaDouche town hall meeting already in progress.
And let me be perfectly clear. The fact that I accepted a plea bargain does not mean I was guilty. Let's try and stick with the issues.
All right.
And not focus on my qualifications. Next question, please.
Hello, Mr. LaDouche. I'm Barbara Kravitz-Kuntz. I'm from PETA.
PETA? PETA. Is that in my district?
No. PETA is a group whose mission is to champion animal rights.
Speaking of champion animals, my family raised greyhounds for several years. We had 3 champions until we had to put them down. They're only competitive for a couple of years, you know.
That is so insensitive.
Oh, yeah? Well, every Christmas we would dress them up as little reindeer and take them to visit sick kids. My apologies, Toots. Now who's insensitive?
What?
Excuse me, sweetheart. Lenny, if this is going to drag on much longer, I'm going to need a burger. All right, honey. Thanks for the question. By the way, here's some free tickets to the circus.
Uh-huh.
Compliments of the LaDouche campaign.
Nice.
And by the way, get there early. You don't want to miss the monkeys and the midgets.
You're a pig.
That reminds me. Lenny, can I get bacon on that burger?
There you go.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, do you have the cream cheese story for me? This
not to be confused
happy.
With the great band String Cheese Incident. The story is about a cream cheese incident. A semi pulling a trailer full of cream cheese collided with a railroad overpass in Indiana. According to Indianapolis police, the semi's trailer hit the railroad overpass Tuesday morning, spilling cream cheese onto the road.
Whoops.
No injuries were reported, but the street was closed as a result of the accident.
Oh, man. Did you see the photographs of that?
I did not.
The guy should not have hit the railroad bridge. There was he's driving around this truck full of cream cheese that there was a sign saying dip in the road.
Hey!
I don't know what to think about.
I don't either. Thank you for.
So, but cream cheese isn't a dip.
No, well, oh, sure it is.
It'd have to be mixed with something. Yeah. You can't dip it into cream cheese.
A little milk, cream cheese, some garlic salt.
Okay,
it's the best potato chip.
To be cream cheese. It's something.
Well, it was on the way to being cream cheese. Okay.
Great cream cheese fruit dip made with Cool Whip and cream cheese.
Oh. Thank you very much.
Did this happen last night?
It was last week.
Oh, I was going to. Well, if it happened last night, by now, this would be perfect to make a frosting with. It's room temp cream cheese.
Huh? Oh, go in there with some powdered sugar.
White stuff all over the road. Huh?
Yeah. And it it caused a lot of traffic. Yeah, there was quite grid. It was, let's see here.
Welcome to In Search of a Joke.
A lot of gridlocks.
Oh, yes. It's a salmon joke.
Right, cute. Mm. Yeah.
What happened to the fake news joke? You're not going to do that one?
Oh, it was the whole thing was a schmear campaign.
Yeah, there you go. That's rock solid.
There you go. Yeah, absolutely.
But this reminds me, we've had a bunch of these stories lately. We had the, they reopened that covered bridge in Long Grove, Illinois, and the day after they reopened it, some jackass drove in it with a truck that was too big again. Wouldn't it the simplest thing be to make a mock-up of the bridge in plywood, you know, a couple hundred yards in front of the bridge, so if you get through that, you can get through this?
Right.
I don't know.
That way, instead of just a sign with the, I mean, if you're driving a truck, do you know how tall it is exactly?
I think they probably do.
Yeah. Usually it's printed right so that they can even see it in their mirrors.
Yeah, but you're not going to be paying that much attention.
A truck driver would be.
This
was a bus driver. They weren't paying attention.
I'm just saying there should be a sort of an exact outline.
I think it's a good idea.
Of the bridge before you get to it. The same thing in Australia, remember we had the story in Sydney, the new ferry boats, the upstairs of the ferry boat barely clears the bridge.
So if you're standing up there or sitting up there, you could be...
It literally says you would be cut in half or decapitated. Do you know, we have the audio from that, by the way?
Oh, I can't listen to that.
Yeah, here we go.
Ouch. A lot of screaming.
Yeah, there are two boats.
Lots of screaming.
There are two boats. They taped the other one, too.
Yikes.
So ferry, cross the Mersey.
Boy. Well, those people halved.
Yeah, they,
yikes.
Yeah. They're called duck boats, you know, for a reason.
The halved and have nots.
I'm sorry, Christy.
Half of us did not listen to that.
No, you guys take your headphones off.
Yeah,
I can't do it.
You don't like to hear somebody get shorn away.
It's cartoon level sound effects.
Yeah, no,
I know that, but
it is true. You cannot go upstairs.
I can't listen to it because I detest Jerry and the Pacemaker.
I don't mind the song.
Cartoon level song, right?
Hey, David Blaine's in the news again. He performed a new stunt. Floating across the Arizona desert thanks to a bundle of balloons.
So he's just a liar, right?
47-year-old partnered with YouTube Originals for the feat called Ascension, which was live-streamed online Wednesday morning.
This isn't a magic trick, though. It's just a stunt.
He took hold of the helium-filled balloon bunch and floated upwards, just like in the movie Up.
There's clearly a harness involved. You can tell.
Oh, you can see the harness, yeah.
Well, he's wearing a parachute.
There's no way he could fall off this balloon.
After reaching an altitude of nearly 25,000 feet, Blaine disengaged from the balloon bundle and parachuted to the ground. Latex balloons filled with helium were outfitted so they could be popped or deflated remotely, while one balloon was actually fiberglass and contained a parachute as well as oxygen in case he got into trouble, I guess.
Who was this for? Was this for, did he think?
Well, his daughter.
It was for his daughter?
We dedicated it to her, but I mean, there's no trick. You didn't do any card tricks or anything.
What, do you want him to go up there and do card tricks?
Okay, I got a better stunt.
Me too.
That's not close up magic.
I want to see him make a coin disappear.
At 25,000.
You're damn right.
Here's a better idea.
Okay.
Watch this. Take a balloon, you know, put your sleeves up, take the balloon, blow into it, let it go and have it float. So you do that, you know, whatever, 50 times and then strap yourself to it and float away.
Wait, what?
That's a trick.
Well,
So the balloons seemingly come out of his sleeve?
No, no.
Or they come out of nowhere?
You got a stack of balloons.
How do they get helium?
He picks them up. That's the trick.
That's the trick.
You blow them up and all of a sudden you start flying. There's a trick.
Oh, I see. Like he's got magic breath.
I mean, they all filled them up with big tanks. Anybody could do this.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
So this is not a magic trick.
No, it's a stunt.
I thought he was a magician.
Well, now, he's a stunt man. Now he's a stunter. Or whatever they say.
Stunt man in his case?
Stunt man.
Okay, doesn't seem all that interesting to me. I mean, it's fun. But
yeah, hey, call me when you can put a cigarette through a quarter, David Blaine. That's a magic trick.
That's a great trick.
Nice.
But Blaine isn't Blaine known for magic? Or he usually just does these stunts, right?
Is he the guy that got locked in the... in a box for...
In London?
Yeah.
Didn't he puke a frog one time, too?
Yeah,
Do you guys remember that?
Yeah. Tom, would you watch this show? Knowing your proclivities, would you watch a show where people were floating by on balloons, uh-huh, and there were targets on the ground, and they had to defecate, and whoever hit the target...
You had me at defecate.
I thought you were going to say, and there were people on the ground with rifles, and they just shoot out just enough balloons to make make a soft landing.
Yeah, shootout. They would shoot out the balloons.
Yeah. Now, of course, there might be the occasional accident.
Right.
Well, looks like Mr. Lloyd Johnson of Hoboken, New Jersey, will be having his last rites. That looks like a head wound.
So let's combine it. You have people floating around who have to defecate and hit the targets while they're being shot at. And if you defecate on the target, then they stop shooting at you.
Oh, my goodness.
You'd watch that show, right?
No. That sounds unusual.
So you believe that he wouldn't watch it?
He would absolutely. He would record it. He'd keep it forever.
He would ask if he could host it.
Hey, yeah. Get a load of this, he'd say. Would there be anybody below the people at the balloon?
Great idea. Their family members
exactly.
have to.
Yes. Their immediate family would have to surround the targets.
Especially if grandparents.
Right, yes. Right. The more infirm, the better.
Oh, look, poor Grammy Hall.
Now we know he'd watch.
Now we call it life, because sometimes you get crapped on. Yeah. Okay? That's what we call that show.
It's the number two game show in America.
Exactly.
Right. Shooter.
Welcome to
We can life. Call it Mud Falcon.
Yeah,
bring that back.
There you go.
Mud Falcon, of course, being when somebody who works on a tower changing bulbs or whatever defecates off the tower because
it takes too long to go back down. To come all the way back down.
It's called a Mud Falcon. I'm glad we've learned that.
Scott writes in and says, the device to protect the covered bridge, you contend that it would be great if some of these bridges that have had height restrictions.
Where people have run into the top of the bridge, they should have like a template of the same size as the bridge. So if they could fit through that, they could fit through the bridge.
Well, they exist, according to Scott. They're called profile gauges.
Oh.
Huh. And he says you can find details about them in a book.
Uh-huh. Oh. In any book? Or?
Couldn't you just take a big crane and like dangle a tennis ball, and if you hit the top of the ball, then you know you'll fit?
That's your bother to open a
right.
book.
It might not be a full cutout, but it's right. You know, they have the swinging bars in the parking lot.
Yeah,
just and then they have the swingers bars.
This one particular bridge has been run into three times in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time to
do something before the bridge. Yeah.
Well, also, it was a bus driver. She doesn't make up her own route. She doesn't ask the kids where to go. Why was there not someone that says, "Hey, don't go over this bridge we just installed. Your bus doesn't fit."
They did, and she ignored it.
She did it anyway.
Bus driver used to go, "Who wants to go home first?" And we'd raise our hand. And then,
"Who wants to go home first?"
Really?
Our bus driver did things cash cab style.
Games and stuff.
You only get to go home if you can answer the question.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I confused Lincoln and Madison, and boy, never got to go home.
Oh.
Okay.
Speaking of driving, an accused drunk driver has been arrested in Florida after crashing into a drive sober or get pulled over sign.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
According to the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office, Mr. Bounty Cherami from North Point, Florida, was arrested after deputies found him in a damaged vehicle near the overturned sign.
Jeremy's driving.
Doesn't that sound like a fake name from a bad novel?
Yeah, Bounty Cherami. It does,
The 22-year-old allegedly told deputies he was on his phone when he hit something, but was unsure of what he had crashed into. An arrest report states a breathalyzer test found him to have a blood alcohol content of 0.166. That's too much. Whoa. He now faces DUI and property damage charges.
This guy got in trouble before when he made a sex tape with his girlfriend Mutiny.
Oh, Mutiny on the Bounty.
Very nice.
Oh, check you. I didn't think you'd approve.
No, I woke up. Yeah, okay. Very nice. No.
Is it time now for history?
Oh, it could be. Just wondering.
Find out. Is it today in history?
Or yeah, it's today. We did yesterday.
Alternative
early.
Lifestyle.
Did we do yesterday in history.
Mutiny in the Bible.
Find out on today in history. And then
followed by the sequel, Bounty Booty.
Here's Tom. Tom.
I'm so horny. Oh, stop it, Pat.
I didn't kick this. What are you talking about? I didn't touch anything.
I'm so horny.
Oh, chick's got it. Chick's got it on.
That's right.
The thing over there. That machine that he has. Where were we? I'm sorry.
Thursday.
Okay. Oh, today is, of course, the 3rd of September, and it is a date that we all remember.
Yes.
The last broadcast of the great Mary Tyler Moore Show took place in 1977. Mm-hmm. That is considered to be one of the best final episodes ever of a television show.
Okay.
Mm. Do you remember that one?
No, I don't.
No.
I don't.
The whole thing about turning off the light. And, oh, that's great.
Oh, they huddle together.
Oh, I have seen that. And they look to be legitimately crying. Yeah, they're hugged. And then does Lou end up turning the light off?
Mary does.
Mary
comes back, turns it off. Look, can you imagine what Ed Asner smelled like while they were all?
Oh, I bet he smelled like a nice, like kind of grandfatherly, like maybe Old Spice.
How can you not love Ed Asner? Did you see the movie Up?
Is that him?
And Mr. Astor.
I thought that was a cartoon.
He's got a...
Okay.
Well, he didn't look great. He just sounded great, you incredible jackass.
Don't you like when drunken Ed Asner hits Jack Lemmon and JFK?
Oh,
he smacks him.
What are you talking about?
You didn't see nothing.
You didn't see nothing. Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Let's see. The birthdays today. Fine actor.
That's all the history we got?
Well, the rest of it's a little too grim.
Like what? Is it? For instance,
in 1609, Henry Hudson and his crew aboard the Half Moon entered present-day New York Harbor, sailing up the river that now bears his name.
They called it the Half Moon because everyone stuck their asses out.
But only one cheek.
Yeah. Only one cheek.
Yeah, see, I told you why I didn't want to do it.
What? You would have missed out on all that.
You would have missed out on that one.
Hudson Hawk.
How about, it's Charlie Sheen's birthday, friend of the show.
Who cares?
I still really like him. I feel bad for him that he had to have a public meltdown like that. And I'm glad he's doing better.
Friend of the show, Jake Query's birthday's today.
Jake, happy birthday.
Yes.
Nobody knows who that is, Christy.
If you listen to racing, like you know who he is. Oh, stop it.
I have a recording of his sports talk show.
See, now that's just
mean.
Hurtful.
No, Jake would enjoy
Jake
that.
Is the best.
Our friend Derek is probably
listening. But he has no reason being mentioned on the national part of the show.
I'm sure he's sleeping. Sleeping with some voluptuous.
Donald Brewer.
Who's that?
His birthday.
Oh, the Don Brewer from the from Grand Funk?
Yeah, 72 today.
Voted the worst rock and roll band in the history of the world.
That's false. Wrong.
That
Locomotion totally
song
wrong.
Can never be played that's again, and I'll be true. Fine.
He sings. He's the guy from... We're an American Band.
Yes.
He's a great guy.
Where's the
great,
band?
Great band.
Let's see. Shaun White.
Oh, the snowboarder?
Yep.
Yes.
No, the...
what, chick?
The Lincoln Lawyer. No.
The Lincoln Lawyer? Matthew McConaughey?
That's right.
What?
No, Shaun White was a stuntman. Remember the skateboarding scene in Lincoln Lawyer?
The chick's doing his own show.
Shaun White is a snowboarder.
I'm way out there.
he looks kind of like a...
Clown.
It kind of looks like Carrot Top.
Carrot Top.
Yeah.
The flying tomato they called him, right?
What do you have against Shaun White?
Because he won an Olympic gold medal in a made-up event.
No, that's an incredibly difficult.
Olympic.
It's an unbelievably difficult
ice skating Olympics, not snowboarding.
Why not?
Because they're hippies. They're a bunch of hippies.
Oh, what? There you go.
You're like Lee J. Cobb in 12 Angry Men. These kids, none of them.
You can't trust him.
Isn't that your
Don? I understand him.
Isn't that your Don Chula?
Chick, are you
Lee J. Cobb?
Are you entering your get off my lawn phase?
I think I might be.
Oh, buddy, I want to come over and get on your lawn.
Oh, yeah.
You yell at me, I get out of there.
Where do I get this damn kid?
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
thank you. I think that's enough history for that.
I'm sorry, what's that, Pat?
Enough history.
Thank you. Some of this other stuff is just too depressing. You just don't want to do it.
Now, let's do a little scene here of Mr. Godwin. You came into my office today. As you know, I am a medical professional.
Yes,
what seems to be the problem?
Today?
I'm so horny.
All right. Well, I
Josh, I thought you were doing the bit we were doing yesterday of the "you need to stop masturbating" for Pat. I thought you were combining that and the Pagliacci.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
My name is David Goss, and I'm joined by my co-host, Megan Klinenberg.
Everything up until this point has been an outside look at the World Cup, and now we're giving people an inside look. It is just total pressure cooker.
Watching flags come out of little plastic balls is like the epitome of everything that I love. And the World Cup is everything. It's why I became a soccer fan.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.